Sorry, we're running a little late, excess time in the executive session. I want to welcome everyone to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, May 23rd. Would you all please rise for the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Although it is posted within the meeting room, I will advise those persons attending that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purposes of providing accurate minutes. In addition, the Board of Supervisors met in executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. Jill, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Quirk.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Chairman John Foley.
Here. Next on our agenda is the visitor of public comments section. If you want to address the board, please rise, state your name, address, and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less, please. Hearing none, next on our agenda is the approval of the meeting minutes for the public information meeting of May 3rd, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Quirk.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those minutes are unanimously approved. Next is the public hearing for May 9th, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those minutes are also unanimously approved. And finally, the Board of Supervisors meeting for May 9th, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Quirk, seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those minutes are also unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is new business A1 through 2, the announcement of Sergeant Terry D. Free, promotion to the rank of Lieutenant, Assistant Chief, Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The position of Lieutenant Assistant Chief of Police in charge of the Operations Division has been vacant since January 2016, with the promotion of myself to Chief of Police following the retirement of Chief Patrick O'Rourke. On May 15, 2017, after a promotional testing interview process, the Derry Township Police Department selected Sergeant Terry D. Free for promotion to the rank of Lieutenant Assistant Chief of Police in charge of the Operations Division. Lieutenant Free is a veteran law enforcement officer of 32 years. He started his law enforcement career in 1985 with the Dillsburg Police Department and then was hired by Mechanicsburg Police Department in 1986. Terry started with Derry Township Police Department in June of 1992. He was assigned to the Traffic Safety Unit in 1992 and was designated as a sergeant in charge of Traffic Safety Unit after his promotion to sergeant in 2001. Terry is one of the department's field training officers, but his main field of expertise has always been in the areas of traffic safety. He is well versed in the application of traffic engineering studies. Terry is a certified crash reconstructionist and is one of the few municipal officers in this area who is certified through the Accreditation Commission for Traffic Accident Reconstructionists, receiving that certification in 1999. He has also been a member of the Dauphin County Accident Reconstruction Team since 1998. Terry lives in the Harrisburg area with his wife, Kathy, and son, Aaron. I would like to recommend to the board Terry E. Free be officially sworn in as Lieutenant Assistant Chief of Police.
Thank you, Chief. I, Terry D. Free, being promoted to the rank of Lieutenant Assistant Chief of Police, do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States, the laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I, Terry D. Faree, being promoted to the rank of Lieutenant Assistant Chief of Police, do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States, the laws and constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Dare.
Also, I will obey all lawful orders and directives of the Chief of Police and the Dare Township Board of Supervisors. I will selflessly serve the citizens of Dare Township competently, with integrity, and will at all times represent the community professionally.
I will obey all lawful orders and directives of the Chief of Police and the Dare Township Board of Supervisors. I will selflessly serve the citizens of Dare Township competently, with integrity, and will at all times represent the community professionally.
I take this obligation freely without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of Lieutenant to the best of my abilities with honor, fidelity, so help me God.
I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of Lieutenant to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
Chief, am I okay to dismiss the ranks?
Yes. They have work to do.
Officers, back on the street. No, thank you very much to our men and women in uniform, and dispatchers, thank you for all you guys do.
Notification, we have actively sought to recruit a director to lead the library towards the future. After receiving many applicants, an interview team consisted of board member Matt Weir, library board president Julie Isaacson, Friends of Hershey Library president Kathy Miller, library board member Glennis Button, the assistant township manager Joe Henry, and the township manager interviewed the top six candidates. As a result of the candidate search process, I'm now pleased to recommend that Laura O'Grady be appointed as Township of Dare Hershey Public Library Director. Laura, will you stand up, please? Laura O'Grady presently serves as the Director of Development for the York County Library System. She previously served as Youth Service Librarian at the Morton Library in York, Pennsylvania. Laura has a Bachelor of Arts degree in History from York College of Pennsylvania and an MLS from the Pratt Institute of New York. Laura will begin her duties on June 21st upon the Board of Supervisors' approval. I highly recommend the appointment of Laura O'Grady as the next director of Hershey Public Library. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Laura. Is there... Having heard Mr. Nagley, is there a motion? Second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And congratulations, you are unanimously approved. Now.
Thank you.
I think you got ahead of it because there really was no doubt. Well, thank you. Welcome to Derry Township, and we really look forward to the exciting things you're going to do. You have big shoes to fill.
I know, I do.
Best of luck to you, and I hope anything that we can do to assist you with that, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Next on our agenda is C1-3, consideration of awarding a bid for the construction of the Oakmont Wood Road Bike Path Crossing. Mr. Mandia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. HRG received an open bids on May 4th for this project. Three bids were received, the first from Construction Masters Services LLC in the amount of $41,395, Firehat Excavating LLC in the amount of $43,959.75, and Rogel Incorporated in the amount of $67,832. Attached to the agenda item, HRG composed a letter recommending the award to the low bidder of Construction Master Services. The project will be funded through an account administered by the Department of Community Development. And in terms of the timing of the project, substantial completion as provided by Matt Bonanno in the contract documents substantial completion will be on or before July 14th of this summer. So with that, we're requesting and recommending award of this to Construction Master Services in the amount of $41,395.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that that awarding is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is D1-2, authorization to award a bid for the voluntary sidewalk and curb reconstruction project with the construction and installation of handicap accessible ramps. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again this year, the township's offering a voluntary curb and sidewalk reconstruction program for residents to allow them to replace their sidewalks if needed. We had 35 property owners show interest this year. We had a bid opening on May 17th after a mandatory pre-bid on May 9th. We received bids from Doug Lamb Construction and Rogel. We did send out a third bid packet. That bidder was late to the opening, so it was not admitted. After opening the bids, Rogel is the low bidder at $15 a square foot. Rogel has quite a history with the township, so we're very familiar with working with them, so I don't foresee any problems. So we're recommending award to Rogel.
Very good. Are there any questions for Mr. Clark? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court, second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that authorization and award is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is E1-11, consideration of terminating agreement with the Chinese Condominium Association related to sinkhole remediation. Mr. Emery.
Thank you. Back in 2015, there were some issues at the Highgate Condominium development some structural issues from the sinkholes. The repairs were made, but they weren't quite made to the satisfaction of the review engineer. I was suggested that we enter into a monitoring program suggested by HRG, our engineer, which has been done. They've done baseline evaluation and have monitored the conditions four times now. Each time there is no evidence of any movement of the buildings from the repairs. So I think we're to the point where Highgate can stop paying to have the monitoring done. So long as they continue to at least, you know, watch it on their own. But I think that we can terminate the agreement with Highgate. Everybody's in, occupied, living there, has been. So I'm recommending that the agreement be terminated.
Very good. Are there any questions for Mr. Emery? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that agreement can be terminated. Next on our agenda is F1. It's a request from the Hershey Entertainment Resort to hold the Color Run on HGR properties on Saturday, June 17, 2017. The event will include the closure of North Hockersville Road from West Hershey Park Drive to Old West Chaplin Avenue from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, the state roadway affected here is North Hockersville Road from West Hershey Park Drive to Old West Chaplin Avenue. The reason for the closure will be to cross participants from parking areas to the start-finish area of the event, as well as facilitating the crossing of the runners during the event. If the board approves this event, PennDOT will be contacted for permit approval by HGR to obtain that closure. There will not be any township resources involved here. HGR takes care of all that signage. We just kind of make sure that everything's in compliance. So once everything's up, Security Director Jason White is here for any questions that you may have in reference to this. It's an annual event, so it runs pretty smoothly now. It's been underway for a few years.
Fantastic. Are there any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on the agenda is G1 through 3, permission to hold a small fireworks display at the Hershey Country Club for a wedding on Saturday, May 27, 2017 at approximately 8:45. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This request was also brought to us by representatives of HGR. There is a wedding being held at the country club. The fireworks are somewhat of a small event compared to like July 4th and New Year's Eve displays. And at this point, I believe the bride and groom are unaware that this is going to happen. It's kind of a surprise for them. So I'm trying to keep it as low-key as I can, but I realize it must be on the public record for authorization. The company that is holding the fireworks is the same one that does the July 4th and New Year's Eve fireworks displays. So they're familiar with all the necessary permits that need to be in place. The township has been named as an additional insured on the $1 million policy for insurance. So all that is in place as well.
Super.
Charles.
I was going to say Charles, front page?
No.
Front page?
You do realize I'm kind of in a quandary here because people are going to want to know why there are fireworks, right?
Oh, after you can report about it
second
the following week.
That's why you have Twitter, right?
Even at 8:35, you can say, hey, look out over the hotel, or over the Hershey Country Club, just in case. Heard it here first. Okay, hearing no questions, is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that permission is granted unanimously. Next on our agenda is correspondence board committee information, starting to my left, Mr. Moyer.
Thank you.
Mr. Weir. The two items that I have, maybe they're really one. We continue to work with Homestown Borough on the M&H Railroad. That is an ongoing concern for our residents and both our residents and those of the Homestown Borough and obviously for our visitors and business community. So it is it's a work in process. I don't have a whole lot to report at this point, but we continue to have meetings literally an hour or 2 hours ago. We were meeting to go over ideas and strategies. So, Ms. Court.
I just wanted to report that as the board members who represent the Recreation Center, Justin and I have been very busy continuing to explore the possibility of a new rec center, working with Matt Mandia and a lot of members of the community. So we're very excited about moving that project forward and hopefully sharing that with the community in the very near future. So it's been a lot of what I've been up to the last couple of weeks along with Justin.
Super. Mr. Engel?
So want to report that we had a meeting this morning with Pat Krebs, who represents the Lebanon Valley Bicycle Association, about, and I say we, John and I, as transportation liaisons, Lauren and Chuck, and we met about, and actually, excitingly, we met also with, forgive me, Roy Gotti, who is the bicycle pedestrian coordinator for all of Pennsylvania that works for PennDOT, doing interesting new work, lives in Derry Township. So he also attended the meeting. We talked about bicycle improvements that could be done with the resurfacing that PennDOT's going to do, and how that could be incorporated, how some changes could be incorporated into the streetscape plans that we already have pretty far along. But also we talked about improvements that could be done from Mansion east to the Lebanon County line, and how there's the potential for bike lanes to be incorporated into that area. And so wanted to bring it up as just sort of a discussion point with the board. Tom Clark, I don't know if you've had any conversations with PennDOT about that resurfacing yet or not.
No.
Okay, still a little early. I think it's scheduled for 2018, that portion. So I guess what we're looking for is just to see if there's consensus as to whether we want to be allowing collaboration with PennDOT for bicycle lanes in that area. There seems to be enough width, and so any thoughts, any?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do want to be looking at that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. I think that's all we needed. So. Yeah. Are we ready to?
That sounds like a more natural connection.
Yeah.
A safer connection, but maybe with the changes that are going to be along 422, that could be combined.
Yeah, I'll take a stab at this. And, you know, so this, Roy Gotti also brought something to us that was interesting. So he's obviously lives in Derry Township, and he's looking for opportunities for some pilot programs. Is that the best way to some pilot programs that they could be doing in the different PennDOT districts? And he identified Governor Road as a potential between Fishburne and Cocoa Avenue as a potential area with bike lanes. And so we started exploring that possibility where actually PennDOT would use their resources to put these bike lanes in. We also talked about collaborating between Cherry and Fishburne on the HOP, the highway occupancy permit that we'll be seeking there, and him being included in that discussion as well. So it was an interesting discussion because he, you know, again, lives in Derry Township, and he looks at some of these areas as potential for this, you know, pilot program.
When you say pilot, you're not referring to payment in lieu of taxes, you're referring to a trial program.
Yeah.
Free money.
They want to sort of study how much it costs to put bike lanes in.
Right.
And they want to do a couple of these in each of the districts. And because he lives here and he travels these roads, he saw it as an opportunity. So that's
great. In addition, he saw how forward thinking we were with our mapping and our planning and trying to incorporate both pet and cycle. Safety together with our vehicular traffic. So
so I think the next
was a great opportunity.
It was. So I think the next steps are to have he and our Eric Stump from HRG sit down and look at the streetscape plans that are pretty far along for Chocolate Avenue, and also look at the HOP application that would be that's going to be submitted for the area between Cherry and Fishburne. So it's a good thing. Lots of progress, I think. We probably need to be going out to lunch with Roy and getting to know him. We offered to do anything we can do to make his stay in Derry Township more enjoyable. So
a little longer.
Yeah, it's great to have him here. So that's it.
Very good. Next on our agenda is the Department of Sports Chief Warner.
The only thing I have for tonight is last week was National Police Week or National Law Enforcement Week, which started out with the law enforcement officers Memorial Day. Just wanted to say to a lot of the citizens that showed support to us and actually brought some care packages along with the station and some signs of thoughts about our police department. I really appreciate it. And I know the men and women really appreciate it as well. So.
Thank you, Chief. Next is Mr. Sassman with the Fire Department.
Nothing to report with this evening.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Clark with Public Works.
Notice to proceed on the curb and sidewalk program will be given sent out tomorrow morning. And the first area that they are to attend to is the sidewalk in front of Applebee's.
Excellent.
That's the first thing on their hit parade. Number two, we've been doing a number of surface repairs in Glen Acres in preparation for an application of fiber mat in most of the streets in Glen Acres to try and extend their useful service life another 8 to 10 years. And I was at a site meeting on the Walton Avenue project today, which is pretty much complete. There is a couple of issues up there, however, related to the eradication of the lines and a little bit of damage to the pavement as a result of the eradication of the previous lines. So HRG and myself are looking into what we're going to do to take care of that problem. That's all.
Weren't we doing a micro surfacing there also at that intersection, or where the lines are eradicated?
It's, no, it wasn't to be.
Okay. May we be forced to?
Yeah. Well, that was suggested today. I don't know if we need to go quite that far.
Okay.
Somebody's going to have to pick up the bill for that.
Understood.
That's an option. There's really three options. Start milling the pavement over, repair them, and micro-surface it, or find the appropriate repair only to them. That's what we're kicking around here after this afternoon's meeting.
Okay. Very good. The small driver, how's that? I did know your name.
Thank you. Not too much. I did just want to thank the board and the interview committee for moving so quickly to find us a new director. We're all very excited and looking forward to having Laura on board. So heartfelt welcome to you, Laura. And we think we'll be doing some innovative, exciting things in the future. But we aren't standing still. Just to remind you that the summer reading program will begin in the beginning of June. June 1st for adults and June 8th for everyone else. We have a lot of old familiar programs coming back that the kids love, the Furry Tales and all Lego Club, all those good things. But we also have some new ones. We're working with a program from the Franklin Institute with the STEM program, Leap into Science. We're looking forward to that and a lot of other exciting things you can read about on the website. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Administration, Cheryl.
I have nothing this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Parks and Rec, Matt.
Just a quick reminder to come out and join us this Memorial Day on Monday for our annual Memorial Day parade. Starts at 10 o'clock, leaving the Recreation Center, and we'll return to the Recreation Center once the parade is fully dismantled. Our annual ceremony will be taking place at the War Memorial approximately 11:30.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's our speaker this year?
Gallagher?
I believe it is.
Master Sergeant Gallagher? Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
Do you have a park cleanup day coming up?
June 3rd. Our third annual Park Pride will be at Shank Park, 10 o'clock, asking community members to come out and assist us in maintaining our 90-acre largest park in our community. We have a bunch of projects lined up, and I would love some help spreading mulch. Thank you for reminding me that.
Thank you. Next up, Township Engineer, Mr. Bonanno.
Just one update. We're going to have the pre-construction meeting for the West Caracas Avenue parking lot tomorrow at the fire station. Once we have that meeting, hopefully the schedule will be submitted by the contractor, and we can let you know when they'll be out there working this summer. More to come out tomorrow.
Okay. And you said 1 o'clock?
It's at 9 o'clock. Yep.
Very good. Thank you. Thanks. Mr. Everett, Community Development.
Nothing this evening, thanks.
Thank you. Economic Development, Ms. Lumbrough.
Just a couple of things. First, just a thank you to Matt and Tom and Bob and your department for all of the help that you gave for Art on Chocolate a couple weeks ago. Our farmer's market on chocolate starts June 3rd. That is going to go 8 to 12:30 every Saturday. We have free fitness in the park at 8 and 9 o'clock. The market, as well as children's activities, entertainment, and other stuff for the family, so definitely come out for that. We'll also have our next DHA board meeting June 12th at 5:30 in the lower level of the Hershey Story.
Thank you so much. Mrs. Henry.
I have nothing to report, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Nagle.
Nothing to report, thank you, sir.
Wow. Very good. Next on our agenda is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $485,020.25 and payroll in the amount of $318,225.05. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. Second by Mrs. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that approval is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is the final visitor public comment section. Same rules apply. Please state your name and address and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. No one? Very good. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Moyer, second by Mr. Weir. Court adjourned. Have a great evening, folks. Thank you.